This is Jay Sekulow. Iran says they're willing to attack inside the United States to get their way.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The United States and the president's made this clear, does not want Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. That's a red line for us, and it's a red line, obviously, for the Israelis. So we share a common goal here.
You heard what Panetta said, and listen to that carefully, because it's not the first time he suggested this.
That's part of the problem, is that he keeps suggesting it, and we don't do anything about it. What he said was, if we had evidence they were moving toward a nuclear weapon, we'd take action. That's what they've been doing for 20 years. We really don't need any more evidence.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
With all the problems in the world and all the threats to America, to me, this is the most serious threat to our American security and world security. If Iran gets a nuclear weapon, the safety of every American and just about every other person on the planet is going to be compromised.
That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast, and we've got a lot to talk about. The Director of National Intelligence in the United States, James Clapper, has just stated that the plot against the Saudi ambassador that took place a couple months back shows that some Iranian officials, probably including Supreme Leader Ayatollah, this is Ali Khamenei, have changed their calculus and are now more willing to conduct an attack in the United States in response to real or perceived U.S. actions that threaten their regime. They're also concerned about Iranians plotting against U.S. or allied interests overseas. This comes on the heels of all the news that's come out this week on the situation that Iran continues and could have a nuclear weapon within a year. They continue to develop. Jordan, in Washington right now, despite all the politics that are going on, this issue is taking on very much a new significance.
I mean, this was the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, going to the Senate Intelligence Committee saying publicly that they are worried and concerned and have the intelligence that Iran is planning attacks in the United States against Americans and against American interests overseas and our allies. Of course, this all comes from what we know was Iranian agents who were arrested in a plot to blow up the Saudi embassy here in Washington, D.C., and the Israeli embassy, as well as assassinate the Saudi ambassador in New York. Their Iranian agents are here, and now we have the Director of National Intelligence telling the Senate and saying to the public, we are worried that they will try to carry out attacks on Americans, on American soil.
Yeah, that's the danger here. Folks, we want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110. How serious do you think Iran is? What action do you think should be taken? And how do you view the U.S. response to the Iranian regime? You heard what John Bolton said. We've been talking about this and talking about it. When are we going to actually get something done here? So I want to encourage you, give us a call. We want your comments on this. 1-800-684-3110. Should we defend our ally in the Middle East, Israel, from an Iranian nuclear weapon? What would a nuclearized Iran mean to the United States? Our phone lines, again, open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, the seriousness of this can't be understated because we're hearing from experts around the world that there could be economic consequences here. But there's no doubt that Iran is on its way and getting very close to having that nuclear weapon.
That's right. And the Vice Prime Minister of Israel, Moshe Yaalon, who's also in our DVD, The Export, he said the Iranian regime will be several times more dangerous if it has a nuclear device in its hands. One thing that it could bring into the United States. It's not for nothing that it's establishing bases for itself in Latin America. We know about that in places like Venezuela and creating links with drug dealers on the U.S.-Mexican border. It's happening in order to smuggle a nuclear ordnance into the United States for the carrying out of a terror attack. That this is not just about Israel. This is about U.S. safety and security. Now we hear, Dad, from our Director of National Intelligence that Iranian agents look like they are planning attacks on Americans in the United States.
All right, we've got to stop Iran, folks, and I need your help. We're going directly to the United Nations. We're going directly to the president, going to Senate leadership as well. Here's the number. Go with me and fight. We've got to stop Iran. Sign the petition. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. But, folks, we've got to take direct action on this. We've got Pastor Youssef Nardakhani facing a death sentence. We've got to fight back on all these issues with Iran. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back with your calls in a moment.
Iran is now more of a threat to the world than ever before, on the fast track to developing nuclear weapons. A country that's threatening the lifeblood of the world's economy, interrupting the flow of oil. Iran also at the top of the list when it comes to human rights violations. Stand with the ACLJ now. Tell President Obama and the United Nations that action must be taken now to stop Iran's nuclear development, to stop the threats aimed at Israel and the United States, and to stop the death sentence against Pastor Youssef and release him. His only crime, his Christian beliefs. This is not a time for apathy. This is the time for action. Demand that the U.S. and the U.N. take whatever action necessary to stop Iran now. Stand with the ACLJ. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, ACLJ.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insight and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Look at Iran. Through the power of our diplomacy, a world that was once divided about how to deal with Iran's nuclear program now stands as one. The regime is more isolated than ever before. Its leaders are faced with crippling sanctions. And as long as they shirk their responsibilities, this pressure will not relent.
Well, you know, those are good words. The problem is what John Bolton said, is that we have all this information that's come in, and we keep talking about it, but we don't really do anything about it. And let me actually play, this is soundbite number 7. This is John Bolton basically responding to what Leon Panetta and the president have had to say about this issue.
You heard what Panetta said, and I listen to that carefully, because it's not the first time he suggested this.
That's part of the problem, is that he keeps suggesting it, and we don't do anything about it. What he said was, if we had evidence they were moving toward a nuclear weapon, we'd take action. That's what they've been doing for 20 years. We really don't need any more evidence.
And that's really the problem here, is that we've got a regime that is going to be nuclearized and that would have no hesitation. In fact, they would glory in doing this because they believe that brings in the 12th Imam. I mean, this is part of their overall theological framework. Remember, when you're dealing with these radical Islamists, this is not just a situation where you've got talk. These people actually believe it and will actually execute it. There's hearings going on in Washington right now on global threats. That was just on, I just saw that on Fox. I mean, this is a serious, serious situation, folks. We want to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I also want you to, Jordan, we need people to stand with us at the UN. Let's tell them what they can do to stand with us at the United Nations and fight back.
That's right. I mean, we've got a situation here where the estimates are that Iran can definitely create this. Our National Security Intelligence Director, he said that too to the Senate committee, that they absolutely, with this program, if they make the decision, can create a nuclear weapon. They've got the capabilities now. They've got the long-range missiles, but you don't even have to have that. Remember, we're talking about also smuggling through the border into the United States. You don't have to have a intercontinental ballistic missile to deliver nuclear devices. The Israelis have said they've only got about 6 months to 9 months with the capabilities they have for military action to stop this program or slow it down. And they believe that the United States has maybe 15 months because of our stronger military capabilities. That's if we take military action. And what we're seeing now from analysts is that they predict that there will be military action now this year in 2012 because of the way this regime is responding. And you see now coming from the Obama administration, national security advisors telling the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee that Iran is here, their agents are here, and they are looking at Ayatollah Khamenei approved. So the Supreme Leader approved attacks on U.S. citizens in the United States.
And I think they'll do it with that with impunity, folks. I mean, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to the UN. I need you to go with me. We're telling the administration talk is great, but let's get ready for whatever real crippling sanctions need to be put in place. What every option should be on the table here. And, you know, we've also got Pastor Youssef Nardakhani in prison facing a death sentence, death by hanging, because he's a Christian. This is all the Iranian regime. So we need to stand up for that, Pastor. We need to stand up for our ally Israel. We need to stand up for our own interests here in the United States. You go to your phones right now. Sign that petition on 1-877-989-2255. I need thousands of you going with me to the UN through this petition. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And when you call that number, you can get information about getting the export DVD. We've got a portion of it up at ACLJ.org. So I do want to encourage you to go to the website. A lot of great resources and information at ACLJ.org. But if you want to sign on to that petition, 877-989-2255. We've got to stand for liberty, freedom, and stand for that pastor's life. That's what's at stake in this entire disaster, as I call it, with Iran. Again, 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, we've got a lot of calls coming in. Let's go.
Penny's calling from California on line 3. Penny, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Penny.
Hi, thank you very much. I want to say thank you to Jordan and Jay because it is so sad that we have no one to protect us in this country. I have no faith in our government. We have the worst president, the most ineffectual president we have ever had. He's living off the coattails of what Bush started to get Obama's bin Laden. I've had a stroke, so I apologize.
No, it's no problem.
I wake up every morning now afraid because we have no one to protect.
Well, let me tell you what Senator Joseph Lieberman, who, remember, was a Democrat, ran with Al Gore, now is an independent. Listen to what he had to say. This is very, very important, number 14.
With all the problems in the world and all the threats to America, to me, this is the most serious threat to our American security and world security. If Iran gets a nuclear weapon, the safety of every American and just about every other person on the planet is going to be compromised.
Jordan, part of that is because they don't have to have a rocket device to do this. They could come right in through, and we know they're working with the drug cartels on the Mexican border. That's why we fight for defense of our national borders. They go right in that way. That's how they'll do it.
Yeah, I mean, you've got, again, the Senate Intelligence Committee hearing from the U.S. Director of National Intelligence for President Obama, James Clapper. This is the top spy chief for America. He oversees all of our the FBI, CIA, counterintelligence, all of that. That Iranian officials, including the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khomeini, have changed their calculus and are now more willing to conduct an attack in the United States in response to real or perceived U.S. actions that threaten their regime. This goes in line with the New York Times Magazine article over the weekend that, according to Israeli intelligence, Iran and Hezbollah have planted roughly 40 terrorist sleeper cells across the globe. We know we've arrested Iranian agents here, thwarted an attack on the Saudi embassy in D.C., an assassination attempt on their ambassador, and an attempt to blow up the Israeli embassy here in Washington. They were Iranian Revolutionary Guard-linked agents. And as the Israelis have tried to make it clear, and these are officials who also appear in our DVD documentary, it's not just about having the long-range missile capability. We already know, we're hearing it from every official, we hear it from the UN and the IAEA, that they've got the technology to move forward with a nuclear weapons program, and that you can deliver a nuclear weapon now without using long-range missiles. You can do it by using what we have, a very porous border, where you've already got Hezbollah, which is Iranian-backed, working with drug cartels. They're working with Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. This is all coming together, if you hear from the U.S. and Israel, and all the information just coming out in the last 24 hours.
Let me play again. This is number 8. This is John Bolton again talking about, if you look at the situation evidentially, and that's what we do, you look at the evidence, there's no explanation other than a nuclear weapon.
There's simply no explanation for any number of things involved in the Iranian nuclear program unless it's weapons related. And they're now very close, as Secretary Panetta himself has said, within a year.
Folks, this is something, again, we can't sit by and let it just happen. We've got to fight back. We're doing that at the UN, but you've got to go with me on this. We cannot do this ourselves. Jordan, give everybody the number. Let's get people to get engaged on this. Very important that you speak out.
Absolutely. Call right now, 877-989-2255. Stand for the United States. It's not just for Israel. It's standing up against a nuclear Iran. We have to stop this. The predictions are military conflict, whether it's Israelis launching it and the United States being part of it, or just having our troops overseas. The economic impact, the loss of life, the real a large-scale war. They may not have the nuclear warhead yet, but they've got long-range missiles that can hit Europe. They can certainly hit our interest in the Middle East. They've got agents here. We're being warned that their agents are prepared to take attacks out on us right here in the United States of America, not if you're visiting somewhere in the Middle East or in Israel, right here in your home. Call now. We have to stop this. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org right now, but you need to take a stand. It's not just a threat to Israel, and I know you stand with Israel. It's now a threat to you, your children, your grandchildren. 877-989-2255. Let's get back to the phones. Bobby calling from Kentucky on line 5. Bobby, welcome to JCKO Live.
Hi, Bobby.
Jordan, hi, Jay. I just want to say it shouldn't catch any American that pays any attention at all to what's going on over there, especially with Iran, to know that any time, place, day or night, that they would do anything they could to this country, America, that it's well known, has for years, that they supplied a lot of the WMDs for Iraq over there. I mean, but nobody in this country, and John Bolton's exactly right, been going on for years and years, and nobody in this administration wants to do a thing about it. And
well, John Bolton said it's a lot of talk going on right now. You don't see a lot of action. But let me tell you something else he said. They're putting more UN inspectors in there. John Bolton had some very choice words about the UN inspectors as soundbite number 4.
The UN inspectors, first and foremost, do they get anything done this time or not?
No, I think this is largely a propaganda effort by Iran to try and show cooperativeness and transparency, to buy more time, frankly, to avoid the impact of the new sanctions and to continue to make progress on their...
Yeah, progress on their weapons is what he goes on to say, and that's the reality of what we've got here. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. But, folks, this is very serious. I'm looking at the news. Our teams are deployed around the globe to stand with the United States. This isn't just Israel, as Jordan said. They're talking about taking action, the Iranians, against the United States, against U.S. interests. That's you and me. We got to fight back. Here's how we do it. We're going to the U.N. We're going to the White House. We're saying stop Iran. It is that simple. Sign this petition. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 to stop Iran and its nuclear weapon program, and also to protect Pastor Youssef Nardakhani, whose literally life hangs in the balance. And we can make a stand and make a difference. ACLJ.org. You can go right to the website. We've got a lot of great information at ACLJ.org. Or call us at 1-877-989-2255. You can also find out how to get the export. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. Iran is now more of a threat to the world than ever before. On the fast track to developing nuclear weapons, a country that's threatening the lifeblood of the world's economy, interrupting the flow of oil. Iran also at the top of the list when it comes to human rights violations. Stand with the ACLJ now. Tell President Obama and the United Nations that action must be taken now to stop Iran's nuclear development, to stop the threats aimed at Israel and the United States, and to stop the death sentence against Pastor Youssef and release him, his only crime, his Christian beliefs. This is not a time for apathy. This is the time for action. Demand that the U.S. and the U.N. take whatever action necessary to stop Iran now. Stand with the ACLJ. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org.
Folks, we've got to realize that we're dealing with a radical regime in Iran that will stop at nothing. And, you know, you in the news the last couple of weeks has been these honor killings that have been going on. There was an expert that was on television, and I want to play some of this for you. Michael Korn is an English Canadian columnist, author, public speaker. He has a radio and talk show host. He's an expert on Islam, and he is very, very clear about what it means within these regimes and how they will lie to tell the truth. But also, in other words, they could justify their lie as if it's a truth. It's called taqiyya. But with regard to what's going on in these Muslim-dominated Islamic countries when it comes to would they take action against the United States, they will take action against their own families. Listen to soundbite number 16. This is talking about a father and mother who killed three of their own children for being too, quote, worldly. Listen to this one, number 16.
In many Muslim countries, honor killing is not even a crime. In Quranic and Sharia teaching, a man has a woman as property beforehand, before marriage, as a father, then as a husband. Now, most Muslim men are kind, gentle. They don't treat these women badly, but they are empowered and enabled to do so if they want.
See, this is the problem, and we don't paint with a broad brush here, but the Islamic regime that's running Iran is in the latter category. They are empowered to do it, and they would. They would use anything they could to get this done. That's the reality of what we're dealing with. All right, let's get some more phone calls. Again, if you want to sign on to that petition, easy way to do it, aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Always encourage you when you go to the website, make an online donation, tax deductible, really helps us out. Or just call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Jordan, who's next?
Janet. Janet's calling in from Maryland online, too. Janet, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Janet.
I just signed the petition.
Thank you.
We have to stand up to Iran. I think we're at a similar point like in World War II where, you know, they couldn't appease, they had to stand and fight. And I think we're at that point in this war on terror. We have to stand and fight to the bitter end and support Israel. And just, you know, Genesis 12:13, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and all your families of the earth shall be blessed. We have to stand with Israel, and we have to defend ourselves.
You know, if you're right, though, when you say Israel and ourselves, and you're right about I'll bless those that bless thee and curse those that curse thee. Jordan, what is the tenor right now in Washington? What is your read on the situation?
Well, this is no longer just about Israel anymore. I mean, I think it's important, and I appreciate Janet and all of our supporters, their strong, steadfast support of the Jewish state of Israel. But what we're now realizing is that Iranian threat, the nuclear threat, their Revolutionary Guard threat, the terror threat, it's not just focused at Israel anymore. I mean, they're in a standoff with our military in the Persian Gulf area and the Strait of Hormuz, which they've, you know, threatened to shut down. They want to stop producing oil to try to get the prices up to $120 a barrel to hurt us economically. We're now getting briefed that their agents are willing to attack us on our own soil, so attacking Americans, terror attacks approved by the Ayatollah. This would be a change in their policy. So we're learning more and more, Dad, and we're being warned basically by our government, not just by Israeli government officials, but now U.S. officials, that this is a war that could be coming not just through Israel and weapons aimed at Tel Aviv or Jerusalem, but with terror cells funded by Iran and organized by Iran right here in the United States before they have nuclear weapons capabilities.
Which is a scary thing to see here. I mean, that's what I am very, very worried about. I think we've got to realize what's at stake here. Again, I want to go back to Michael Korn. This is number 17. This is about the radical Islamic mindset. Take a listen.
There is something within Islam. A Muslim is allowed to lie, to tell an untruth to an infidel, to a non-believer, in defense of his religion or himself, to defend himself or herself from injury and pain or incarceration. You know, there's a reality here that many people in the West, particularly, white liberals, are frightened to embrace, and that is the Islamic world has a very different view of truth and coexistence and pluralism to the rest of the world. And tolerance is not a word that is used very often as we know it in the Islamic world.
So I'm bringing these experts up because, folks, we've got to be experts on this issue and really fight back. Let's go to the phones again. If you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, you want people to keep calling in too. Jordan will be live after I'm done and he's going to be talking about this and politics as well. So you'll want to keep calling at 1-800-684-3110. Let's grab a couple more calls here.
Yep, Dave's calling in from Massachusetts Online 3. Dave, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Dave.
Jay, I have a two-part question.
Okay.
Do you believe it's possible that Europe may strike Iran first if they have nuclear capability with their missiles, irregardless of the Israel and the United States. And also, do you think it's possible that the president has surrounded Israel with hostile nations so he could swoop in and make a false peace deal?
Well, I'll tell you, but let me answer the, you know, Israel is literally surrounded by the Arab Spring, which has become a nightmare. I mean, it's Islamic regimes taking over all the, I just read another report this morning how Coptic Christians are fleeing Egypt. They've been there since the founding of Christianity. Upwards of 20% of the population, they are fleeing in record numbers. With regard to would Europe take action first, you know, Europe is starting to sound some alarms. The problem is Russia and China, and I understand also India, too. Jordan, what's your sense on that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you've got huge concerns around the world with what's happening with the nuclear threat with Iran. I mean, those who still do business with Iran, the countries just mentioned, and European countries who are now cutting that off, would wish and hope that they would give this program up so they could continue, even though we don't support this regime and the terror that they're the number one state sponsor of terror in the world, and of course their brutal repression of religious minorities, their own people during the Green Revolution. But these countries wish they would give this up so that they could continue the business relationship, so they're hurting even their own allies, continuing to isolate themselves. But here's what they know. If they can get to the point and the military action doesn't occur and they've got a nuclear weapon, they're no longer isolated. They have to be respected by all of those who are very concerned. I mean, you have to treat them in a totally different way. They are elevated internationally, and that is a huge concern. Do you want the Ayatollah? Do you want Ahmadinejad? Do you want the Iranian Revolutionary Guard to be a major nuclear player in the world? And now we are getting reports from our own Director of National Intelligence that they're going to plan and they've authorized possible attacks on U.S. soil against Americans.
Yeah, and this is not coming from the Bush administration, folks. This is coming from the Obama administration. So if you're looking at this from a political standpoint, everyone is recognizing the real threat. Let's take one more call again. If you want to, Jordan's going to be on the air right after this broadcast for the Jordan Secular Show. Call him. He's talking about this. He'll be talking about political issues as well, the Florida primary tonight. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's try to get one call very quickly.
Nancy in Kentucky on line 5. Nancy, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Nancy.
Thank you very much. I think the thing that us Christians should do is look for a president that will support Israel. The second is the abortion issue, because, and then I think all us Christians that are in America need to support the other Christians that are being persecuted in other countries.
Well, let me give you an update, Jordan. Can you give us an update on talking about persecution in another country? Give us an update on Pastor Youssef Nardarkhani, and then I'm going to get everyone to take direct action on that.
Well, we launched a new program for him where you can donate a tweet. That's up at ACLJ.org. Over 1,000 people have already done so. It's made 200,000 impressions online. I encourage people to check that out if they're on Twitter, ACLJ.org. You know, we're working on the case very closely. A report came out just to kind of give everyone a sum up. We talk about the persecution of Christians. The 10 worst persecutors of Christians in the world, 9 of them are Islamic regimes. And, of course, Iran is right in the top of that list. The only one that isn't is North Korea, and that's a given as well, about there's no religious freedom there. So, Dad, it's no surprise. Iran is a persecutor of its own people and now is threatening us right on our own soil with their terror cells.
I want you to stand for this, Pastor. I want you to stand against the regime in Iran. I want to stop Iran. This is where you come in, folks. Go to ACLJ.org. Sign up online. Almost 9,000 of you have done that. I also want to encourage you to go and give us a call at 1-877-989-2255. Let's stop Iran. I'll let you know how you can get the export DVD. 1-877-989-2255. Everybody that's listening to this broadcast right now needs to get involved at the UN. 877-989-2255. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.